בשיילה, he said, "Boy, you ra'ei shaylas ori shaynin." So let's see what Rashi says. Ma'u sheyichnas acher, koina meshamesh tachtov, ma'u sheyichnas lefnim, b'chfine zu, shenosan hori shayn l'soich hakaf, ve'in tzorech lachzer v'lachfayn. He doesn't have to make a new chafine. אמר רב חנינא לתלמידים, בואי ראי שהדור האחרון זוכה להשחקים כדורס הראשונים. הדור האחרון זוכה להשחקים כדורס הראשונים. הוא זוכה to be מכוון דבורם את הדורס הראשונים הוא מכוון. שאף אני הייתי שואל שאלה זו, I also was שואל בשאלה, ועכשיו שואל רבי ישוע בן לוי שהוא מן הראשונים. ומיישנה רבי חנינה, so why did he ask רבי חנינה the שאלה? משום דבוקי ברפואס, because רבי חנינה was a בוקי ברפואס. How do you know רבי חנינה was a בוקי ברפואס? דאמר רבי חנינה, מאוילום לא שאלני אודם על מכס פרידה לבונו וחויה. No one ever asked me a שאלה on a מכה that came through a פרידה of a preda levon, of a white preda, v'choyen, he lived afterwards. That means all those who got a makir from a preda, l'maise, died. Now, it's the same, v'oilam le'shalni odom al makas preda, v'choyen, he's telling us statistics. No one ever asked me either, but that is that is meintach gonish. But here it means that he's telling from all those that had asked him, there's not one that's alive today that can speak about it. Direct the Gemara, it's not true, but Kachazin in the Chai.
That's a market from this place is very dangerous. There's a market over here.
Fine, la'ach shchitos. So he has to first make the chfina after the new shchita. The Yomar Abchanina k'teiris shechofna k'aydim shchita liyosav leiklum. Shekein seider avoidis. That's the seider avoidis. Is ba'ayin, chof on the meis nami, I efshel shalei shochat porei tchila. So, our boy would declare the shayla by the first kain govum, stama first izicha shechter is pa. Vizeh ha-ba'achov tzoich lohovi parachem. V'yamrit yichnas b'chvino se'y shal rishen, nimtzes chvino zukaidim shchites porei shal sheini. הרי כמה רבי חנינה, מידה כמה בואי לי לרבי ישוע בן לוי, הו, בכלל בסביר לי דין צורך להובי פער אחר, דין כן אבו לו כתרש, שחופנה קודם שחית הספר. למי דה סביר לי, but that is, but according, that what רבי ישוע בן לוי does hold, יופי שואל כשאלס הראשונים, אוי שם שנחלקו עליי בפער, ואפילו בדומי של פער, ואף להן נשאל שאלה זו. They clear the שאלה, so he's מכוון to the שאלה. זוקת גמורה, מי הווי אלו, חופן ומייס, מהו שיקונס אחר בחפינוס. So let's get back to the שאלה, of the כהן הראשון.
אמר רפופה, so רפופה was patient the boy. Rapopo said as follows, if we hold that the Kohen Gadol is chayfen two times, he's chayfen bachutz, and then they put it into a calf, and then he's chayfen again bifnim, then chaveri nichnas bachfinosa. So then the chaver could come in bachfinosa. Domekai mechafine, because I have a kiyum of chafine from the Kohen Amakter. At the Losh Narach, because I came out of the Bekoyim HaMishamesh Bekteiris. I have the Chfine of the Nukoyim. I ain't Chayfen, but if I hold that you're not Chayfen a second time, Tiboilo, then we'll have a Shailah. I saw a beautiful beer in this Gemara from my Shvager Ramosha Hess. He wanted to explain this Gemara as follows. He said that in the halach, if we hold chayfen, v'chayzer, v'chayfen. So he says, so, be'emison, there are two chafinis. What is pshat in these two chafinis? So he wanted to say, the first chafine is, as we had mentioned before, the first chafine, the avodas chafine, makes it a chafze of maloi chafnov, makes nasa ha chafze de maloi chafnov, l'dovor ha-niktor lifnei Hashem. That means, this avoda of chafine makes the maloi chafnov adovor ha-niktor lifnei Hashem. That's equivalent to the koimitz, the kmitze makes the maisa kmitze make that this will be niktor lifnei Hashem. By dam, by shchite, that this will be nizrak lifnei Hashem. That is the first chafine. Now, if there is a din mina teire of a second chafine, so he explained as follows. For example, let's say a koyin makes a kmitze. He made kmitze. Now, that is the din. What do you do with the kmitze? You makter the kmitze. So there's a pesach halacha that the koyin who made the kmitze has to be makter the kmitze. There's no such halacha. That means the koyin who made the kmitze, he created the kmitze. Now the kmitze, this halachas, it has to be nikter, and then now you makter it. Whoever's makter, it is makter. If there is a halacha, chayfim v'chayse v'chayfim, sakochoch, the second chfine is not to make it a dover ha-nikter, it's a dover ha-nikter already. But there's a seder that the haktore b'fnim has to be mimloi chofno. That the haktore has to come from mloi chofno, it can't come from a kaf. It has to come from a maloi chofnov. So mamela is not coming from a maloi chofnov. So that's the reason for the second chafina b'fnim. That's a seder in the haktorah. So we have here two chafinas. The chafina b'chutz makes the maloi chofnov a dover hanikta. The chafina b'fnim, if you need a chafina b'fnim, that is, I'm not making it again. No, pshat is that the chafina b'fnim is a seder haktorah. That it has to be nikter mitoich maloi chofnov. It has to be nikter from maloi chofnov. It can't go from a kaf onto the machta. It has to go from maloi chofnov onto the machta. So therefore, you have to make a new chfine b'fnim. So the mailer Rav Popper held as follows. A beautiful lomdus in Rav Popper. Rav Popper held. So if you hold chayze v'chayze v'chayfen v'chayze v'chayfen, so there are two separate halachas. There's a halacha, the first chafine makes it for davar nikta, so that the first kohen gadol did. It's finished. It doesn't become ois davar nikta. There's a seder haktore, it has to be nikta from a maloi chofnov, so it's nikta from a maloi chofnov. So it's good. So it's not the same kohen gadol. Who says it has to be the same kohen gadol? There's a din, the haktore has to be mim maloi chofnov, and you need a maloi chofnov bachutz b'tchila to make it for davar nikta. So everything was done. What's wrong? But if you hold that ein chayfen v'chayze v'chayfen, so let us understand pshat. So how does it work? So you could say two ways. We can klarach hakira. How does it work? So we can say one of the two. We can say that the emison, the second halacha is v'chlal not a halacha that you have to be maktir from meloi chofno. There's no such halacha. The whole is only one din chfine. The din chfine is that the chfine makes it for a dover anikta. And then the dover anikta, you have to be matter it. If that is pshat, so memele, so zaita good. So what's wrong? So just like by kmitze, if one koyin will make kmitze, so now there's a din haktor on the koyimitz, so another koyin can be matter the koyimitz. So the same thing over here. If we will say that the svar of the mandiyama that holds that chayfen ain't a tzor lachzer v'lachven, it doesn't have to make a new chfine, because there's only one din in chfine, there's only a din. You need a chfine to make it a davar nikta, so it's made a davar nikta, so now the second kain will be makter it. What's the problem? Then it would be good also. But there's another tzad. It could be that the two halachas, we said before, the man diomna holds chayfen v'chayze v'chayfen, holds there two halachas. The two halachas are, That number one, the chafina b'bachutz makes it for a davar nikta, and number two, there's a loche that you need a aktore on meloi chofnov. So he holds by putting it into a kaf, it loses the shame meloi chofnov. Now it's in a kaf. It's a davar nikta, but it's not called a aktore mi meloi chofnov. So maybe he holds you have to put it into meloi chofnov again b'fnim. The other man, the Yoma, that says that you don't have to put it in meloi chofnov again.
So he holds that it's called Akdolim Meloi Chofna because the calf is not Mevatel, the first Meloi Chofna. That means this was a Meloi Chofna, so this is Akdolim of a Meloi Chofna. So here we'll have a problem already, because the Kohen is making the Aktore, is not being makter his Meloi Chofnov. Now we'll have a Shaila. That is the Shaila of, that was the Shaila of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's what Rabbi Bobo wanted to say. If we will assume that the halacha is, that there are two halachas, that there is a second halacha, that you have to be makter bifnim a Meloi Chofnov, no, Kozman, it's in the calf, it's still called Meloi Chofnov Shel Rishon. It's called Meloi Chofnov Shel Rishon. So now, here we have a problem. The who is Makter? The second Kohen Gadol is Makter. And he's Makter on Meloi Chofnov Shel Rishon. Oh, could be, that's not good. If you learn that you don't need Bechlala Aktor of Meloi Chofnov, then it will be good. But if you hold that you do need Akhtar of Meloi Chofnov, and I have the Meloi Chofnov Shel Rishon, that's very is a Shaila. Could be you need a Meloi Chofnov of a Makter. So a Mele, it will not be sufficient. Will not be sufficient if the Koyim HaMakter will be Makter this calf. That was the Shaila of Rabbi Yeshua Belevin. That's how Rav Popper was Poshited. So the Gemara says, Om alei Rav Huna bereit Rav Yeshua le Rav Pope. So Rav Pope assumed verkehrt. That if you hold Chayfen v'chayse v'chayfen, it's sicher good. And if you hold the other way, there's an boy, so he said, nein, punkt verkehrt. Adarab. I Chayfen v'chayse v'chayfen, lo yichnas acha b'chafinosei. Then it's sicher is not good. It's impossible. That means, what did we say till now? That if you're choisin v'choise v'choifin, so memeil choifin v'choise v'choifin, we have the chfina of the second one. He says, we don't have the chfina of the second one. Because it is impossible that the Meloi Chofnov of the first one should be equivalent to the Meloi Chofnov of the second one. So Mele, so Yizikha don't have the Meloi Chofnov of the second one. Either it's missing a Meloi Chofnov, or it's more than a Meloi Chofnov, but it's not the Meloi Chofnov, the Meloi Chofnov that the Hilocha was made on. This Meloi Chofnov, you're not being makter. It's more than Meloi Chofnov, or less than Meloi Chofnov. So then practically, that means in Lomdus could be that Papa was gerecht. That l'chayr, if I would have the Meloi Chofnov of the second one, there shouldn't be a shayla. But Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua asked Rav Papa, mechanically it's not gerecht. Mechanically it won't work because you're never going to have the Meloi Chofnov of the Makter, since it's impossible that both Meloi Chofnov should be the same size. So the Melech or the other way around. If you hold Chayfen v'chayse v'chayfen, the Zicha won't be good. Because you don't have a Meloi Chofnov v'shas Aktor. But if you're then chayfen, chayse v'chayfen, now, tiboylach, now we can clear a shayla. Now we can clear a shayla. That's how we mentioned before. We said if we hold chayfen, if you're then chayfen, chayse v'chayfen, so now we can clear a shayla. We can clear a shayla. Do we need a haktore of Meloi Chofnov bifnim? Is there such a loche? Then it could be it's no good because the haktore bifnim is not from the Meloi Chofnov of the Makter. It's from the Meloi Chofnov of the first Kohen Gadol who's not around at all. So the Mele could be that's no good. Or there could be if you hold Ein Chayfen b'chayse b'chayfen b'chlal, you don't need a haktore of Meloi Chofnov. The whole purpose of Chafina is only to make it a davar anikta. So a davar anikta became already. It's like a koimitz that someone else can be makter that koimitz. Let us see Rashi. May have a lot. Frek the Gemara, what l'maise, how are we poshet the shayla? Chofan umeis mao sheichnes achar bachafinosai. So Isa Rapopo said as follows. I choifen choise v'choifen imiv shetolo. If we'll be poshet the shayla. The bo'ayin de iboil on gabi chafidas pin. If we'll be poshet the shayla. Im tzorech lachze v'lachvein eloi. V'tim tzoloi mede tzorech lachze v'lachvein. So then chaveri nichnas bachafinosai. Then the chave could come in. Domei kaim a chafina. I have a chafina of the makter. I have a new chafina of the makter. And that's what is needed now. And I have that. So the Gemara erst annimmt noch Adarabe, ich häufen, vechäuser, vechäufen, aus ein Chaveiroi nicht nass bachfinose, denn es sicher won't be good. She iefshe, shalo yachse Chaveiroi, vishalo yoise, she yil chafonov shal rishain, shamul chafonov shal shayni. So the that, what the shayni will be makter, the meloi chafnov shal rishain, that is not meloi chafnov. It's either more than meloi chafnov or less than meloi chafnov of the makter. So sicher won't be good. Let us see Taisvis. I choifen v'choizer v'choifen nichnas chaveiroi bach finosen. Taimen. So Taisvis had a gor an andre mahalach in this din of choizer v'choizer choifen v'choizer v'choifen. I choivohu lachpoin pamayim. Taisvis learned that there's a din to make two chafines. Echon mi bachutz v'echon mi bafnim. There's a chiv of two chafines. I said before, when the Gemara we mavayered this, that two chafines. It's pshat is that the first chafine has one purpose, the second chafine is a different hagdorah. Taisu seemed to learn pshat that there's a mitzvah to make two chafines, echem yibachutz v'echem yibafnim. So heich ayil chavrei bachfinosoi. So how could the second kohen gadol come in with the chafine of the first kohen gadol? Mi komokim arei loichofan kohen echot chayzimni. Is a chiv, you have to make two chafines, you have to make two chafines. Taisus learns it's not that the first chafine is a psadin in the heftze, it's a psadin on the gavre. The kohen gadol has to make two chafines, one bachutz and one bivifnim. So, how can you be mitzaref? That kohen made one chafine, you made another chafine. It's fakir, it's the seder on the avodah of the kohen. He has to make two chafines, no one made two chafines. Heich ayil chavrei bachfinosei mikomokim harei loichofan kohen echot trei zimni. It doesn't add up to two. The each chafina, which each kohen made, is not a, it's one from each kohen. But the din is that the kohen has to make two chafinas. The nire the hochi perushi. I chayfen v'chayzer v'chayfen. Now what chayfen v'chayzer v'chayfen means? It means as follows. Lefi shemina teire. That's mina teire, the sicha nochiv to make two chafinas. Nochiv to make two chafinas mina teire. Wait, this is nakash one to zachi mina teire. Now, choifen, v'chayz v'chayfen means, l'fishem in ha-teire ein l'dovo kitzve, shiyocha lachven kol kach pa'omim kemoy sheyirtze. There's no shear that how many chfines one can make. U'bilvad, shelo yachser v'lo yoyser. She just makes sure we're playing with fire. You're making a chfin and then he'll pour it back in the kaf. And nochmal, he might end up without having a meloy chofna. But al kaponim, if you hold chayfim v'chayzim v'chayfim means one is permitted to make as many chfinis as he wants. Olahochi. So if you hold one is permitted to make as many chfinis as he wants, olahochi tekinu rabbono. So the rabbono were mesakim sheyachser v'yachfein bifnim. So the rabbono were mesakim midarabbono yimachuyev to make a chfinah bifnim. Why? What's the reason of this rabbono? Shemon nispazoloi min hakteires paderech. Maybe while making the hoylochas hakaf, some of the kteires became nispazor. The nechsar tzas. So it's a meira v'kizach. So the chachomim wanted to make, what would be if that's true? That means he's going to go into the, min hakteire, you need one chafina, finish. Now he's going to go into the pnim, into kodesh kadosh, with the kaf. He's going to pour from the kaf on the machte. And Lamai said there was no kiyum of Meloi Chofnov. Maybe some of the k'tayres spilled out while going bifnim. So Mamel, there was no kiyum. So Chazal said, listen, before we make the haktore, we have to check up if the Lamai said there was a havor of Meloi Chofnov bifnim. So Midarabonon, they said, you know what, make a new chafine to check up. If it's Meloi Chofnov, so L'chayr, what'll be? So if it's Meloi Chofnov, it's good, Baruch Hashem, so then it'll make Haktorim. If there's not a Meloi Chofnov, so Bemison, it's not two Havos. The first Havos wasn't a Havos. He didn't bring in Meloi Chofnov. So L'maisis will go out and make a Nuchfina B'chutz, and then he'll bring it in, he'll be more careful when he takes it in. So this is the Takon of the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin wanted to make sure, the Rabbanu wanted to make sure that there will be a haktor of Meloi Chofnov bevifnim. So he said before he makes the haktor, he has to check up if there's taken now a Meloi Chofnov. So therefore, if you hold chayfin v'chayze v'chayfin, so what does that mean? So that means that there's no set amount of chfinis a person can make. V'im kein, im chofan, v'nosan l'soich akaf, u'meis b'chutz. So then the din will be, if the first kain godel made chfin and he died, chayze chaveiroi v'chayfin pam shenis. So now he'll make his own chafine. V'chayfin pam shenis. He'll make his chafine. V'chayze v'noisin l'kaf. V'nichnas t'krin b'ay m'loi chofno v'hevi. V'leka ella havo achas. There's only one havo. Even though there was two chafines, but there's no problem. You can make 10 chafines. There's no problem. There's no halach how many chafines you can make. You have to make one havo. So lemaise, so this kayin will can make again now on the previous k'tayres and nuchafine, and now it's his malay chafnub. So he's bringing in his malay chafnub. Teleka lavo achas, but the ein chayfin v'chayze v'chayfin. But if the halacha is more than one chafine, cannot be made on the k'tayres. Mishum de mashme meloy chofnov chad. It's mashme that only one chafine can be made. Amar achmona veloy trezimni meloy chofnov. Im kainen chaveiroi nichnas bachfinos. It's a fakert. So that's what Rapopo said. That's zicher that the koyen hamakter cannot bring in yenim's meloy chofnov. That's for sure. He has to bring him his own meloy chofnov. So if you hold chayfin v'chayze v'chayfin, he'll bring in his own malay chofno, make a chafina b'chutz, and he'll bring that in, he'll make his own malay chofno. But if you hold ein chayfin v'chayze v'chayfin, that means there's an iser to make more than one chafina, so yenim's chafina takes zicha nisht. So then the zicha won't be good. Okay, nein chavere nichnas b'chafino, soy. But there's a svarak upon number one, help the Gemara says, the boy. Sagt die Gemara weiter, die Boilu, we had a Shaila, Chayfin, Chayse, Vachayfin, Eiloi. Is there a din of Chayfin, Chayse, Vachayfin? Toshmam, we learned in the Mishnah, Kach Oiso Midoso, that was the Midah. The Midah, the Kach Oiso Midoso, so what does that mean? My love, Kishem, Shemidoso, Bibachutz, Kach midosa mi bifnim. That's what it means. The way you were moided mi bachutz. You were moided mi bifnim. It's just like bachutz, you were moided with a malay chofnov, so you moided him also with a malay chofnov. So you see, klo, that the chayfin b'chayse b'chayfin. So tomorrow, loy, do mashim rotsa lasis mida oise. Maybe pshad is fakert. That, kachayse midosa, there's no din of two malay chofnov. Either don't eat chayfin v'chayse v'chayfin. No, kachayse midosa, that means that the Mishnah is telling us that it was not necessary to make a chafine b'yodov. He could make a chafine with a keli also. If he had a keli that was the exact size of the malay chofnov, he can make a chafine with that. Inami, or maybe a third shot, shalai yechsa v'shalai yoyser, that malay chofnov was a shir mitzumtzum. How much has to be brought in to the Pnim? Not less and not more. So maybe we don't have any raya from these three words, kachayisa midosa. Toshma, so Moses, I'll bring you another raya, that the din is chayfin, v'chayza v'chayfin. Ketzad hu ois, so the Berais explains how was the chafina done bifnim. Oicheis es abozoch b'roish etzba oisov. He went and held the calf b'roish etzba oisov. The yesh oimrim b'shinov. Another said he held it b'shinov. Now let us see the girsas agoin, which akaponim the tzir is a little bit more clear. Uma'are begudloi l'soich chafonov. That means that let's say the second day he's holding it b'shinov, and he's mekarev. Now you have to. He's holding it b'shinov, so it's he's supporting it b'shinov the calf, and now he brings the pas yodov next to the calf, but now he has to turn over the calf into the malay chofnov. So umare, that's the goyin's gil, so umare begudloy l'say chofnov. So with his thumbs he manipulates to turn over the calf that the k'tayres should spill out into his malay chofnov. Bemison, the goyin brings down, the goyin's gil is a loshen a Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ba'oiches sfasa kaf beroshei etzba oisov, oi beshinov." That's how he supports the kaf. Uma'are haktoires begudloi lesoich chafonov. Until he makes back l'mayichofna, which was existent before. That is the Gilsus HaRambam. Let us now look again in Agamor. Agamor is another Gilsa. Keitza du oise, oiches es abozoch b'roish etzba oiso, v'yesh oimrim b'shinot, u'male b'gudloi atshem agas lebein atzila yodov. And his mala begudloi with his thumbs till it reaches Atzila Yodov. Atzila Yodov means his elbows. V'chayze u'marzira l'seich chafonov. And then he's marzirit l'seich chafonov. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Keitzad hu'oise chafine shniye shebifnim min habozoch l'seich chafonov. How does he do this? Oicheis es roish abozoch beroshei etzba oisov. He holds the roish abozoch beroshei etzba oisov. La'acher shehiniach es hamachta ba'oretz. V'yodo shel bozoch. And the handle of the calf. Klapei bein zroi oisov. Seems from Rashi it is facing, klapei bein zroi oisov. It seems it's facing between his two hands. Umale b'shnei gudlov. Now with his two thumbs, seems he has to schlep it back. Umoyshech es yodo. He's moyshech now the yad of the calf. The gudlov with his thumbs. Litzad gufoy ma'at ma'at. He schleps the calf. He schleps the yad of the calf with his thumbs towards his guf. Ad she magia roish yodo lebein atzila yodo, that the yad of the calf is between, the Rishash says it's between his elbows. That's how the Rishash explains. And he brings a guy from over here that atzila means the elbows, and it seems that the two elbows that the Rishash says over here, mashme ad she magas lebein atzila yodo, mashme the yad hakaf. The handle of the calf nechas shom ben shnei ha'atzilayim shemekalvon ze etzol ze. It means that it seems he brings together his two elbows, and the two elbows press against the handle of the calf. Biyemuchach mikan da otzol haino marpek elam boygen beloshen ashkenaz the ba'isay mokim yochel lekalvon. The two elbows he can bring together. Others say that atzila yodov is the armpit that he can bring together. So al kaponim. So let us again see Rashi. So he brings the calf, but it seems the pulas hameshicha is on the yad hakaf. Umale b'shnei gudlov umoyshech es yodo begudlov. The handle of the calf he brings letzad gufay ma'at ma'at ad she magia roish yodo lebein atzila yodov. That the beginning of the handle is being held, supported by his two elbows, the roish abozoch, and now the outer surface of the calf magia legoiva pas yodoi, that is now in front of the goiva of the pas yodoi of his palm, the choyze umarzira derech tzido leseich chfonov. Now he turns it over leseich chfonov v'tzoivra al agecholim. A little clearer to be masbir. The Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says, Keitzat, so Ritva explains what the reason why this procedure is necessary. So he says, Sherei eino yochel lachfoin, he can't make chafine, elok shetehei sfas hakaf ha'achroine beroish pas yodoi. The end of the kaf ha'achroine has to be beroish pas yodoi. Kidei she yorik oisa lesei chofna. They should be able to pour it into chofna. V'leisuchal hakaf lamoitsham, and he can't support the calf, ella b'sheyala oisa, he can't get it there, ella b'sheyala oisa b'shino v'berosh etzba oisa v'ma'at ma'at, ashteis v'seh somuch lepas yodoi v'yachzira al chofna. And then he says before, umalo achemagas lebein atzila yodov, laakvoy uletavsoy bein shneim. that he's holding it and supporting it between his two elbows.
Let us try to explain Rashi a little better. Keitzad hu oisa chafine shniye shebifnim. The second chafine, which is done bifnim, min habozoch l'seich chofnot. Oiches eis roish habozoch b'roshei etzba oisov. The roish habozoch could be the side of the calf that is away from him. La'acher shenyeches amachta b'oretz. V'yodo shel bozoch, and the handle of the bozoch, klapei bein zroi oisov, is facing towards between his two arms. Umale b'shnei gudlov, now he brings closer up with his two thumbs, umoyshech es yodo b'gudlov, and he pulls the handle of the calf, litzad gufoy, towards his body. Ma'at ma'at, slowly, at shemegia roish yodo, till the roish of the handle of the calf, it reaches lebein atzila yodov, that is between his two elbows. That's how it would seem from the Rishash. V'roish habozoch, and the top of the bozoch, it could mean, roish habozoch means that the bozoch, the calf, has a side facing him and a side away from him. The roish habozoch, the side that is facing him, magia legoiva pas yodoi. That means the side of the bozoch, which is towards him, is the beginning of the pas yodoi, where his palm begins. And therefore, the other side, the side that's away from him, perhaps is towards the middle of his palm. V'choizer u'machzira derech tzido. Now he rotates. That means the handle of the calf is being supported by his two elbows, which are held tightly together. The calf finds itself on his hand. The beginning of the calf and the beginning of the pas yodoi. The end of the calf, perhaps towards the middle or further down of pas yodoi. Now, but it is laying on the calf, facing upwards. Now, v'choizo machzira derech tzido, now he rotates it, l'soy chofnov, he rotates the calf, now l'soy chofnov, and later v'tzoivra ala gicholim.